Blog Talk Radio.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all.
This call is being recorded.
I don't need gravity for tears to fall. You can keep your fancy words and colored lines. Nothing super spiritual. Not this time. Just pray for me. 'Cause judging me's not helping me to grow. Pray for me. See the wrong I've done, I already know. Will you love me if I'm dirty and I've lost my way? Till the blood has washed me white and I'm no longer gray. If I don't meet your approval, will you let me stay and pray for me? Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. For me. Please pray for me. Let's pray.
Welcome to Salt of the Earth. I am your co-host, Kendra Cole, So come on in where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So don't forget to let your friends and family know that Start of the Earth come on 3 p.m. every Friday, Pacific time. Okay, so today's topic is dangerous atomic prayers for dangerous times. You might ask why. Well, today we go into deep prayer for ourselves and our family. We are living in dangerous times. Society is in a high cycle of violence, troubles, and tragedies. Come and receive prayer protection covering everything and everybody, family, government, personal, children, blessings, and more. Dangerous prayers for dangerous times. Also, I would like to share with you the ABCs of prayer. A equals Almighty, B equals blessed, C equals clarified, D equals divine, E equals everlasting, F equals faithful, G equals glorious, H equals holy, I equals infinite, J equals just, K equals king, L equals loving, M equals mighty, N equals noble, O equals P equals powerful, Q equals quick, R equals righteous, S equals savior, T equals trustworthy, U equals unity, V equals victorious, W equals wonderful, X equals exalted, Y equals yearning, and Z equals zealous. Amen, amen. Now I'm turning it back over to Sister Alexandra.
Welcome, 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 beloved. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Sister Alexandra, and my co-host is Sister Kendra. Giving glory to God and asking for the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here at the Salt of the Earth. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you and pray for you and with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go deep, and our prayer bullets, when aimed, will hit their targets. Enough said, now let's get started. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our heads for our opening, cleansing, and protection prayer. Lord, bread of life, let us feed on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind. In Jesus' name, amen. No demon has the right and power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind. It is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today's topic is about dangerous prayers because we are in dangerous times. And we know that by seeing what we see today, on television, what we hear, what we're seeing. People are just dying. People are just getting killed for no reason. Children are getting killed. It is really getting rough out here in these streets. So because times are getting perilous and dangerous, every turn, every move can be your last move. So we are going today, we're going to pray deeply. We're going to pray for family, friends, business. We're going to pray for everything. We are going to bombard heaven with our prayers for our families and friends. So we are going to pray today, and that's all we're going to do today. We're going to stay in prayer, and I have some heavy prayers, and these are some very dangerous prayers. So get ready, because again, we live in dangerous times, so we need dangerous prayers. So you can follow along and listen, and you can put your name there and your family name there. But when I say I, you can put your name or your family name. Just know that when I pray this, I'm praying this for you as well as myself and everyone covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Before we get started, we have a poem by Kendra Cole, and we're going to let her do this poem right quick. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. First, I want to give thanks to the Almighty God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's poem is titled, Faith of the Humble. We sail through time past land, past coasts, with cities of people, their lives a boat, with Mr. Mark, love, joy, and peace. So God declared all life must cease. Yet mercy he has on souls that are humble. He keeps us from the final stumble. So in this life, we look for his hope. We hang on faith, his eternal rope. The pain of life, we all must face. Scoring through life to the end of the race. His hand is strong, though. He holds on tight. No one can break his infinite might. For we who are his are giving that hope that allows us in this life to continue cope. And when that final day, our eyes do close, we awake in his presence with bright new clothes. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, for you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Amen. Now turning back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kendra. Okay, let's get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those online today as we go into deep prayer. I pray that you touch each and every one in their heart. Cover them and their family by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9:4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to God, who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if shut up in heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive them of their sins. I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend to their prayer that is made into this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have free passage for my prayer to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm, I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke, open every portal, and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough. Atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic and satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activity, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, ritual, hatred, ethnic hatred, and violence in the name of Jesus. I command that the spiritual climate to shift, economical climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment and declare it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, my relationship to thrive, my children to thrive, my loved ones to thrive, my business to thrive, my ideals to thrive, my nation to thrive, my government to thrive, my economy to thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. By him, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the darkness. I decree and declare the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through from prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit through your word. Empower the angelic hosts to war on my behalf. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements, open the gates of psychological prisons, and deliver us from the spirits of shame, embarrassment, harassment, iniquity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver me from stagnation, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seductions, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restriction, cultural entrenchment, cultic strongholds, bewitchment, traditions, antichrist, marginalized, stimulatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, criticized, tolerated, censored, misjudged, mishandled, mismanagement. I wear a cloak of favor. I disengage with demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short circuit them. I am now non-responsive to demonic oppression. I establish my superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, by the spirit of God. For this reason, I remind you that the Son of God was made manifest that he would destroy the works of the devil. I decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over my neighborhood. It is destroyed over my body, over my family, over my children, over my loved ones, over my ministry, over my pastor, over my doctor and lawyer, over my government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. I declare and decree that the plans and purpose of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. Hallelujah. His will prevails. My prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. My vision prevails. My business prevails. My ideals prevail. I prophesy to the four winds that things have died prematurely and dried up because of satanic activities or quickened and come to life. I declare that the pieces of my destiny and financial ministerial relation puzzle, it comes together. My life comes together. I decree, hallelujah, that my money is coming together. My business is coming together. My relationships are coming together. My family is coming together. The body of Christ is coming together. My ministry is coming together. My marriage, my family are coming together. My budget is coming together. Our governments are coming together. Our leaderships are coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, I thank you. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of refreshing that you promise will come from the presence of God. I decree and declare that there shall be no more demonic drought, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic drama. We come in the volume of the book, it is written of us. We come in the power of God. Hallelujah. The God of Joshua. Hallelujah. And we declare and decree that every impenetrable wall must come down. In the name of Jesus and in the power of the Most High God, I shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. I declare that I am advancing to the calling, to the purposes, and the plan to God. The cause of Christ is advancing in this region and in every region. I am promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord and King of Kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is king over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords and bands of wickedness. We shake evil out of their illegal place and take our rightful seat of authority. We take authority of satanic altars in the mountains. We stand in the spirit of Elijah, and we decree and declare that God that answers by fire, he is God. We decree that the fire of God destroys every altar. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken off of our lives, be broken off of our ministry, be broken off of our home, be broken off of our mind, be broken off of our relationships. They are broken off of your body, off of your life, off of your children, off of your marriage, off of your spouse, off of your business, off of your practices. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that evil has no control over our lives anymore. We break free of evil control, hallelujah, of the enemy. We break free of evil patterns, feather edges, charms, amulets, voodoo pieces, talismans, chains, struts, bondages, incantations, addictions, generational curses, spirit of inheritance, death, poverty, apathy, hopelessness, abuse, helplessness, prayerlessness. We decree and declare they are destroyed. Wherever and whatever the witches, the woolooks, the sorcerers, the sages, the religious manipulators are using as points of contact to release curses via pictures, clothing, strands of hair, personal items, garments, bowls, dust, blood, voodoo dolls, altars, amulets, bowls, water, brooms, mixes, whatever it is, I command it to be disintegrated in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We interrupt lines of communication between familiar spirits, sever illegal activities designed to frustrate the plans and purposes of God in our lives. We command every evil attachment to be broken. We command cords to be broken. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirits of doubt, enmeshment, entanglement, fear, terror, confusion, unbelief, intimidation, sin, iniquity. We release ourselves from strongholds of the enemy and over dark spiritual forces which bombard our minds. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand to pray, we break through the strongholds of the enemy by the hand of God, the finger of God, the word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. Hallelujah, by apostolic interventions angelic assistance. Father, we arise in the spirit. We arise in the spirit of Zerubbabel. Hallelujah. And Elijah. And speak grace. Grace to the mountains and their diabolical altars. Father, cause them to be destroyed by your fire. We establish the lordship of Christ over this region. I declare that their power and potency over this region. I declare according to Isaiah 9:6-7, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Life up, lifted up, the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I remind you once again, hallelujah, that the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah. There is none like my God. There is none that is powerful, hallelujah. As my God, he is Jehovah. We worship you. We praise you. We will not bow our knees to any other God. Father, there is no other God like Jehovah. Father, we take authority over the prince of the power of the air and establish our superior authority over this region in Jesus' name. Bring to an end satanic oppression, satanic opposition, and false burdens. In your wrath, scatter the activities of your enemies, and in your scorn, orchestrate their division. We decree and declare that our mind is free of any and all strongholds. Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. We command the heavens to be open. Father, clear the path and reach supernatural highways of any satanic barricade that will hinder our prayers. Hallelujah. We arrest, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, these entities that are responsible for demonic trafficking and prohibit further interruption, interference, and interception. I put prophetic and apostolic pressure upon heaven. I command every demonic portal to be open. Gates of brass, bars of iron be open. Father, close every satanic portal. Give the enemy no access to the regions that are off limits. Let there be no demonic and satanic encroachment. As I advance, I decree and declare that every stronghold over this region is broken off of my mind. I decree and declare that the Lord jams in my mind a cleared, giving the Holy Spirit unrestricted and unhindered access into my mind, soul, and spirit. I decree that there will be no demonic hijacking of supernatural insights, prophetic revelations, witty ideas, and creative inventions. Divine inspiration, wisdom, knowledge flows freely in the name of Jesus. And every mountain must be made low. Every valley must be brought up. Every crooked place must be made straight, that I now advance on a level plane with wisdom, strategies, and divine tactics made available to me upon demand. I decree that spiritual mountains, relational mountains, political mountains, you must be moved. I break through that which is insurmountable and impenetrable. I break through impenetrable walls and barricades into the realm of the miraculous, into the realm of the supernatural, into the realm of increase, abundance, prosperity, influence, affluence, and wealth. I declare that I advance past stubborn problems and situations, inflexible people who stand in the way of favorable, legal, economical, spiritual negotiations, strange occurrences. I command you to move by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. I take authority of the power of the enemy that is responsible for building satanic altars, ancestral spirits of inheritance, to interference with my advancement or interrupt my progress. I ploy my way through demonic barricades. I decree and declare that every Jericho wall must come down. I possess my possession. I take authority of issues originating from the camp of the enemy. I decree a divine sudden intervention and miracles. I command every situation and circumstances to come into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. I reverse every curse. I excavate and unearth demonic seeds. legally planted in my mind, my soul, and my spirit. They shall not take root. They shall not be incubated, nurtured, or nourished, fed, or watered. I destroy them now. I receive only that which emanates from the mind of God, seeds of hope, seeds of faith, destiny, power, success, and prosperity, seeds of holiness, righteousness, seeds of godliness, seeds of ethical dealing, seeds of morality. I resist and avoid and refuse all abortive activities. I carry full term. I break out of every demonic limitations and prisons. Doors of brass, bars of iron, be blown into smothering by the mock rock Elliot winds of the spirit. I choose to break out of limiting situations. I break the power of imprisonment over my mind, my ministry, my soul, my spirit, destiny, my future, my voice, my family, my finances. I break out. I break free. I declare and decree that I have authority over all destiny-altering activities, satanic citations, and impositions in the name of Jesus. I decree that every demonic prison be open. I release my church, my future, my nation, my government, my family, my children, my ministry, my anointing, my influence, my reputation, my name, my peace, my joy, my happiness. Hallelujah, my health. Hallelujah, I release it in the name of Jesus from being controlled by demonic forces. I break out of confinement. I break out of barriers, limitations in the name of Jesus. I break free from psychological bondage, emotional bondage, physical bondage, sexual bondage, spiritual bondage, financial bondage, bondage that is created by substance, organizational bondage, ego entanglement, demonic sorority and fraternities in the name of Jesus. Everyone who is plotting my demise, who secretly harvests resentment of my success, I free your mind and soul from the stronghold. I demand you let me go. Release me from your heart. Release me from your soul and mind. I decree and declare, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If I have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father, free me from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. I repent of my ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow my past to negatively affect my future. I break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficial false identities, ego entanglement, soul ties, labels, stigmas that undermine who I am in Christ. I claim my true identity. I decree that today is the dawning of a new day. I cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional, financial debt by the blood of Jesus Christ. Redeem my soul and the soul of my loved ones, employees, ministry, business, government, from satanic markets. Free me from the spirit of Judas. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, associates, business partners, and employees, and all those who have sold me out. Free me from them. Hallelujah, Father. I declare and decree, hallelujah, I am liberated. You have set me free. Father, today, according to Psalms 9 and 15 and Psalms 72 and 14, Jeremiah 31, 11 through 14, I decree that my soul is delivered and ransomed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, from satanic markets. Power of the six regions of the underworld. My soul shall not be held hostage. It shall not be besieged. I break free from the snare of the fowler. I mount up with the wings of an eagle. I employ and apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which has ransomed everything concerning my life, destiny, and purpose. I have been ransomed. My family has been ransomed. My future has been ransomed. My finances have been ransomed. I secure my future and destiny in Jesus Christ, and I secure the future of my loved ones, my ministry, and community in Christ. I secure the future of my siblings, my children, my grandchildren, godchildren, nieces, nephews, uncles, cousins, parents, grandparents, in-laws, and outlaws in Jesus' name. Redeem their soul from the powers of the underworld. I declare and decree that they shall not become victims of fornication, prostitution, pornography, or gang violence. They shall not beg to eat. They shall not experience homelessness, helplessness. They shall not die prematurely or from addictions. They shall not become a statistic out of school, in or out of school. They shall not be seduced from the love of God. Remove their souls out of satanic markets and prisons. Remove the sentence of death from their lives and superimpose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the spirit of death. I veto and reverse the curse within and without the bloodline. Hallelujah. We decree and declare our family is delivered. We break free from the bondages associated with the idols, curses, witchcraft, prayers, blood sacrifices, ill wishes, demonically arranged marriages, brides of Satan, astrology, astrology signs, dabbling in the dark arts, Ouija boards, juju, voodoo, astrological projections, say aces, tarot cards, hallelujah, tea leaf reading, palm reading, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our family is free, hallelujah, from the dark arts in the name of Jesus, from Santeria, hallelujah, and from every kind of satanic activity in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, hallelujah, and hallelujah, that you are delivering us, hallelujah, every single day, Father, in the name of Jesus. And by the blood of Jesus, we reverse the effects of demonic injections, hex spells, deposits placed in our food, vitamins, water, hallelujah, prescriptions, hallelujah, reverse the effects of satanic implants that cause addictions, cellular mutations, disease, deformity, handicap, abnormality, disfigurations, hallelujah, paralysis, inability, dementia, listlessness, insomnia, stunt growth and underdevelopment, confusion, suppressed immune system, attention disorder, hyperactivity, bipolar disorder, incurable disease, cancer, compromisation of organs, tumors, clutch, aneurysm, handicap, birth defects, complications in childbirth, spontaneous abortion. We reverse it in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of all covenants and contracts that we have made knowingly and unknowingly with demonic spirits. We repent of taking counsel from demonic spirits and satanic representatives. Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that the reproductive organs of spirits, hallelujah, is free from any kind of satanic penetration. Father, we repent from bowing our knees to idols, to antichrist cultural images, embracing doctrines of demons, accepting satanic ideology, physiologies, religions, heresies. Father, deliver us by truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us for all and any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hardness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all these strongholds. Cleanse our mind by the washing of the word with your water. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength, our redeemer. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the door of our lips. Let not evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruits of the spirit over the weakness of our temperament and of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity, and whom the Son set free, I reiterate, is free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29 and 16, make us to ride on the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out of the rocks. Wash our steps with butter and cause oil to flow out of the flinty rocks. We decree and declare that our past is past, and we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Father, for carnality. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy that causes bondage, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose, and to maximize our potential. We cannot be resisted, stopped, hindered, or prevented. Our territories are enlarged. We shall not be marginalized, ostracized, or held back in a cage. We shall not be held back, tolerated, beat down, bruised in pain, chained in hurt, anchored in bitterness, trapped in disbelief or depression. Hallelujah. We shall not be cheated of our inheritance, prevented from advancement and ascension. Heavenly Father, supernatural God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant-making, the covenant-keeping God, grant us the grace and courage and capacity to walk out of the old and into the new. Sever all inappropriate and diabolical soul ties and entanglements. Grant us wisdom, insight, and instructions for renegotiating old covenant relationships. Reveal to us divinely open portals. Reveal to us your daily assignments and agendas and timetables, hallelujah, so that we can operate in a correct timing. Father, we are saying that there will be no spirit, no individual that will cause us to move out of the timing of the Lord. We are synchronized and syncopated to your divine timing and to your divine timetable. So, Father, in the name of Jesus and in the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, we break curses associated with idle words and actions. We extinguish satanic firebrands. We reverse diabolical cycles and release us from unprofitable, bewitching relationships. We reverse all evil arrangements. We resist and reject manipulation and manipulators. We reverse sabotage in the name of Jesus. Father, free us from the things, conditions, behavior, mindsets, activities, and people that have lassoed us, restrict us, bound us, soiled us, derailed us, distracted us, controlled us. Deliver our souls from the mouth of the lion and the vermin of the snake. Destroy the serpentine spirit with your fire, even as you let the children of Israel through the hat, great and terrible wilderness, where fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, according to Luke 10 and 19. Hallelujah. I take my place of authority and impose it over serpentine and scorpions and declare and decree we shall not suffer any hurt. Hallelujah. We shake off demonic attachments. Father, by your fire, dry out the serpentine spirit from its inconspicuous rocks. Hallelujah. Cause your fire to utterly destroy it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we declare, hallelujah, that we are free and that you are causing the anti-venomous power of the blood of Jesus Christ to protect us from these venomous activities of the serpentine spirit. Cause its venomous activities to make impotent in lives, the lives of your loved ones, associates, employees, menstrual colleagues. Put a hook in the mouth of the Leviathan. We know we cannot fight this power on our own. You are Jehovah. And in the name of Jesus, call on you to destroy the effects that Satan has had on our communities, our countries, and nations. We cry out for every institution. Father, we prevail in prayer for the family, for marriage, for the church, for school, and for government. Free us from strongholds as we decree and declare our economies and free from recession and litigation. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare our societies and communities and free from violence, unemployment, illiteracy, poverty, homelessness, rape, domestic violence, lawlessness, incest, alcoholism, drug abuse, perversion, witchcraft, secularization, social disease, technology, satanic technology, bewitchment, drought, economic hardship, communicable social disease, anti-Semitism, abortion crimes of hate, ethnic cleansing, indifferences, and satanic supers. Father, we decree and declare that families are free from demonic domestic violence, hallelujah, incest, dysfunction, hunger, lack, shame, child abuse, and abandonment. Our marriages are free from cheating, adultery, spousal abuse, the breaking of covenants, divorce, emotional, physical, financial abandonment. Our businesses are free from white-collar crime, bankruptcy, loss of customers and clients. Our school and colleges and universities are free from ignorance, circular and humanity and perversion, gangbanging, drugs, illegal solicitation, perversion, deviance, and illiteracy. Our churches are free from compromise, carnality, lukewarmness, worldliness, anti-Semitism, humanistic disunity, prosecution, religious, and denominationalism, from immorality and unethical dealing. Our governments are free from tranny, dictatorship, underhandness, thievery, cruelty, harshness, severity, insensitivity, bigotry, and bias. We declare and decree and just and moral government replaces governance. We declare that those in high places and places of authority who mean us no good be replaced by those that mean us good, bring alignment to our government and worldly leaders. We know that the heart of the king, queens, presidents, vice presidents, prime ministers are in the hands of the Lord. Save our world leaders and protect our minds and hearts from satanic oppression and seduction. Give them wisdom to lead with verity and compassion as their companion. Give them moral and ethical convenience. We pray for magistrates, governors, parliament, senators, city officials, congressmen, congresswomen, household representatives, Supreme Court, justice of peace, police, firemen, state legislators, federal and state governors, city planners, politicians, policymakers. We cry out, hallelujah, that every system in the name of Jesus bring divine alignment to every facet of these systems, environmental systems, educational systems, economic systems, cultic systems, defense systems, spiritual systems, medical systems, technology systems, governmental, political systems, scientific systems, astronomical system. I declare and I decree that our neighborhood, our communities, our cities, our parishes, our counties, our countries shall rise and shine, from your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You shall prosper and be in good economy health, even as the soul of these cities, communities, and countries prosper. You shall obey the commands of God. You shall know the good of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The wealth of the sea shall be converted and positively impact the GDP and GMP. You shall know Jehovah, hallelujah, that he is the true God. Your gates shall receive the wealth of nations. You shall be nourished and nourish the press of royalties. Instead of bronze, God will give you gold. Instead of stone, God will give you silver. Hallelujah. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land. Peace shall be your governor and righteousness your ruler. Hallelujah. Instead of stone, God will give you silver. You shall not experience ruin and destruction. Hallelujah. As a nation, you shall not collapse for ruin, nor shall destruction no longer be within your borders. Wolves and darkness shall be eradicated, because God will be your everlasting light and glory. Your days of sorrow and struggle and hardship are coming to an end. The heart of the people shall rejoice again as they place their hope in God. Your sadness and depression shall be replaced with the joy of the Lord. Your lack shall be replaced with abundance. Your prejudice and treachery shall be replaced with celebration of intensity. The favor of the Lord shall encompass you as the waters of the sea. Your sons and daughters of your soil shall grow to be great world leaders, innovators, trailblazers, standards of excellence, honesty, immorality, and integrity, credibility, righteousness, and ethical dealings. I sever the head of the boa constricting-like forces that attempt to strangle, suffocate, stagnate, stifle, and crush. Let the sword of the spirit destroy off the head of the cobra-like spirit, which strikes with its tongue and is responsible for mesmerization, seduction, terror, ego entanglement, manipulation, mind control, destiny-altering activity, black magic, white magic, divination, demology, new age sense, hexes, sorcery, enhancements, dream penetration, deception, and broken focus. Let all consuming fire of God destroy the python-like spirit that overwhelms, creates false burdens, and swallows up blessings. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy has swallowed up, overwhelmed, I command it to be spit out, coughed up, and released. And I command your children to be released, your marriage to be released, your money to be released, your business to be released, our opportunities to be released, our riches to be released, our destiny to be released, our success to be released, our house to be released, our purpose to be released, our miracles to be released. In the name of Jesus, our blessing. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We know that you are hearing us even now. We just stop to release our praise. We give you the glory. We give you honor, God, because we recognize that without prayer, hallelujah, it seems as if nothing occurs. Father, we begin to prevail into a higher power of prayer, hallelujah. We shift, hallelujah, into a position of dominion and authority. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for those that are listening. We thank you, oh God, that our lives are turned around, hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for turnaround. Things will change. They got to change. Father, we petition the throne room of heaven. We thank you, oh God, that even as we prevail in prayer, hallelujah, there are many in the Bible that raised their heart and their spirit because they understood that, hallelujah, if you did not intervene, there will be no intervention, hallelujah. Even as the children of Israel cried out to you, you sent them deliverers. Father, today we cry out to you. Let them come out of the grave. Let them come out of the wall, hallelujah. We call the sons of God forth, hallelujah. We command them to be released in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, release everything, hallelujah, that the enemy has illegally held up and held back. Let the power of the Holy Ghost and the power from on high destroy the rattler snake-like spirit, which causes venomous contamination, malicious gossip. Let their tongues cling to the roof of their mouth, hallelujah. This spirit causes toxic and noxic relationships. It causes pain and discomfort. It causes confusion. It causes hemorrhaging of joy, peace, finances, natural and spiritual resources. Father, I decree and declare that there be no more hemorrhaging. Our joy will not leak out. Our peace will not leak out. Our resources will not hemorrhage anymore. Bind up the wound. Father, we decree and declare that deterioration, disorientation, disillusionment, and this devastation or destroyed. Every kind of vitality, hallelujah, that this spirit causes is reversed. Allegations, abuse of relationships, and death. I decree and declare that this is reversed. We are free. Our children are freed. Our loved ones are freed. We intervene right now through prayer. We intercept, hallelujah, the activities of this spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree that we shall not hold bitterness, falsehood, jealousy, slander, envy, defiant or offenses in our hearts, hallelujah, towards anyone. These spirits shall not control us, free us from negative emotions. Father, we come against hunters of the night, those that camouflage themselves and those that slider under rocks to hide, awaiting the right moment to strike at us. We pull the covers off of their charades, and we decree and declare that the camouflage, falsehood, hypocrisy, duplicity, hallelujah, and we pull the cover off. We decree and declare that they are exposed. The camouflage of falsehood is exposed in the name of Jesus. Duplicity, fraudulent activities, disloyalty, and deception, we destroy you by the power of God. We decree every weapon formed against us is impotent. Every threat, restricted, malfunctions. Every diabolical contract is nullified. Every smear campaign fails. Every curse is reversed and sent back to its originated doublefold. Every spiritual snake, every wolf in sheep's clothing, raven, vulture, leech, and vampire is paralyzed in Jesus' name. Father, destroy the anaconda-like spirit. Deliver us from great waters, water spirits, spirits of the deep, spirits of the underworld. Father, we decree and declare we shall not be overwhelmed or drowned in sorrow, sadness, depression, helplessness, hopelessness, death in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You set us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, and we thank you, O God. We are coming out. Hallelujah. We are not losing our breath. We are not losing control, Father. You are in control of our lives. Hallelujah. We are like Job. We are saying, though you slay us, yet we trust in you, for we know our Redeemer lives. Father, cause terror to strike their hearts with your glory, with your glory. Thunders and hailstones, destroy them with coals of fire, fire glands and lightning. Make bright, hallelujah, your arrows and stop them in their path. Make their poisonous fang-like weapons ineffective. Break their fangs, hallelujah. Grant me immunity by the antiviral effect of the blood of Jesus Christ. Destroy the serpent's eggs, hallelujah. The nesting, pestering, and incubating, hallelujah, before they hatch. Destroy the viper's like spirit in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that even as it is nesting and pestering, we decree that we will not be harmed by the spirit of Judas, Jezebel. Pharaoh and Cain. Let the sword of my enemy pierce their own hearts when he bends his bow. Let it be irreparably broken. Let their arrows disintegrate. Extinguish the fire of the fiery flying serpent. Cause it to fail to its own death and destruction. Let the enemy be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my hurt. In the name of Jesus, bruise the head of the enemy and wound the hairy scalp of the wicked. Let him be slain by his own evil and never to rise up again. Let the deceptive spirit of Laman, which operates in the marketplace, be exposed. Clothe him with shame and dishonor as you cause me to triumph over him. I take authority of human spirits which are being used as demonic hosts, hotels, and guest houses, whether they are friends, relatives, business partners, colleagues, associates, spiritual sons and daughters, and proteges. Father, expose their hearts, expose their motives and intentions of fake friends in the name of Jesus and associates and employees and colleagues. Bring their masquerade to a halt. Uncover their true identity. Expose their hidden agenda. Reveal the driving forces behind their diabolical assignments. Let evil inquiries, fault-finding missions, astral projections, and suggestions fail two times. Let them fail now in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that your hand is stretched forth, causing the evil eyes of satanic surveyors and servants to be blinded. Destroy envious rivalry and completion. Break the backbones of conspiracy, trinity, and treachery. Blind satanic watches and those that interfere through the use of astrological and cultic devices. Cause the ears of eavesdropping spirits to become deaf. We resist spirits and ancient spirits, irritating spirits, irrational spirits, argumentative spirits, frustrating spirits, retaliatory spirits, provocatory spirits, lying spirits, defying spirits, deceptive spirits. Hallelujah, to be destroyed. Abortive spirits, Palestine spirits, Amorite spirits is destroyed. We come against mind-numbing and controlling spirits and prohibit you from hijacking compelling thoughts emanating from the mind of Christ, divine insight and revelation, creative ideas, witty inventions, wisdom, mind-cutting edge concepts, strategies, and tactics, hallelujah. Those things that you prevent from flowing, I decree and declare that they shall flow. Our ideas shall flow, our wisdom will flow, our cutting edge concept will flow, and we will be on the cutting edge and the competitive edge in our industry, in our field, in the name of Jesus. We buy satanic networks and alliances. Let their evil communication be confused and found, their minds. Divide their tongues and bring their plans to naught. Put to shame, hallelujah, them that seek our demise in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 69:22-28, let their table become a snare before them. Overturn their table. Overturn them. That which had been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened. Let they see not and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out your indignation upon them in the name of Jesus and let their wrathful anger take a hold of them. Let their inhabitation be desolate and let none dwell in their tents. Let none dwell in their homes, let habitation or palaces. Add iniquity unto their iniquity and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. I resist advancements to destroy my life, my influence, my ministry, my business, my pride, prosperity, my relationships and opportunities. I break out of satanic bondage, resist bewitchment. Father, sever illegal spiritual attachments, covenants, contracts, obligations. Vows in the name of Jesus, I reverse satanic contamination. Cause the blood of Jesus to purify and decontaminate my soul and spirit. In your name, I break free from every evil thought, psychic power. Hold on, let me get my breath for a minute. Projections, suggestions in the windows that have been designed to discourage, mislead, or confuse. Destroy evil spiritual transferences. Cancel illegal soul ties, ego entanglements, unravel in severe ego entanglements. Hallelujah. Wash me and I shall be clean. Free me from satanic emotional manipulations. I nullify the spirit of sabotage, seduction, and deception. I shall not be undermined, underestimated, or undervalued. I nullify defamation of character through slander. I reverse bad reputation and stigmatization by association. I declare that all contaminations are rear-lighted by the blood of Jesus, and I declare my name is associated with honesty, integrity, righteousness, holiness, uprightness, and purity. Frustrate and bring to naught the evil procrastinators. Father, reverse evil decrees. Disappoint those operating in the spirit of Haman as you overrule and veto diabolical originated legislations, policies, hallelujah, and regulations. Expose and disgrace the enemy and all their schemes, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and devious ways. I put up a resistance. Let the fire of God destroy the activities of the enemy. Those that have constructed satanic snares, demonic traps, let their plans be voided and assignments frustrated. Unveil and expose evil collaborators and collaborations. Let those who have gathered be scattered, never to be regrouped again. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not. Their ears be blocked, that they hear not. Let them seek their substance out of desolate places. Stretch forth your hand against them and cover them with reproach, dishonor, and shame. Prosecute them with the tempests of judgment and a storm of displeasure. Make them afraid of the arrows by day and the terror by night. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Close every door and gate to Satan. Prohibit him access to my property. Be my fire by night and smoke by day. Let not the enemy track or trace me as I advance in my kingdom assignment and fulfill my purpose. Cause every satanic agent assigned to hold up or slow down my blessings to be frustrated, foiled, and hindered from fulfilling their assignment. Let every prophetic word be manifested in their proper time and season. Hallelujah. Father, I reiterate, my times are in your hands. Let every and all demonic activities associated with final hardship, failure, and setback be terminated. Father, paralyze that which hinders me from moving into greatness. Roll the rocks and boulders away that are blocking my financial, social, physical, and spiritual breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, neutralize the effects of all satanic operations. Overthrow satanic tables of negotiations, consultation, and exchange. I declare every table is overthrown, hallelujah. Destroy every evil device, strategy, and technology fashioned for my failure. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, hallelujah. Through Christ, I bulldoze my way past demonic doorkeepers and keepers of the gate. Cut asunder the gates of brass and the bars of iron. Open my eyes and ears to the things of the Spirit. Overthrown and overrule the assignments of spirit that will cause spiritual blindness, deafness, hallelujah, and cause my voice to be muted. I lift up my voice like a trumpet in Zion to declare Jesus is Lord. I declare he rules and reigns over my life and this region. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the enemy. Pierce the darkness with the light of your presence. Illuminate wisdom, insight, and power. Let not darkness apprehend, or prevent it from fulfilling its assignment. I loose every strong man associated with spiritual blindness and inability to hear from your assignment and bind you to a new assignment that is to become part of the footstool of Jesus. I command prisons and walls to come down. I break through all anti-destiny, anti-purpose, anti-passion, anti-divine, anti-success, anti-prosperity, anti-Christ demonic force. By you, God, I run through tubes over walls, hallelujah, and two realms of unlimited possibilities and opportunities, a realm which has no limits and boundaries. I break my way into a wealthy place. I tap into, thrive, prosper, and sustain into the realm of the supernatural. I decree and declare in you I live. In you I breathe. In you I have my being. I live in my prophetic Goshen. Oh God, I decree that my spheres of influence are now enlarged. Every spirit that causes abortions and accidents, whether by waterway or highway or byway, I take authority over it now. I bind you by divine fireworks and smoke screens. I bind you by divine fireworks and smoke screens, and I decree and declare that your satanic GPS system malfunction and irreparably destroyed. Every illegitimate activity I arrest in the name of Jesus and reverse your effect. Jehovah, you have given me authority over all the power of the enemy, the kingdom of heaven. Suffereth violence and the violence taken by force, and I therefore possess my possessions and take it by force. I declare according to Psalms 92 and 8 and 14 that the Lord is the Most High forever. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall be perished. All workers of iniquity shall be scattered. By my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes shall see my desire and see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear the desire of the wicked that shall rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, and those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruits in old age, and they shall be flat and flourish. I declare that my times are in your hand. Therefore, I am released from demonic cycles, seasons, calendars, and timetables. I am in sync, in season, and in sequence. I activate good times and blessed moments and destroy the spirit which control bad times, hard times, hallelujah, struggling times, since my times are in your hand. I decree and declare that this year and the years to come shall be filled with mind-blowing supernatural occurrences that will bring me great joy. I dislodge demonic anchors that keep me in cycles. Cycles of poverty, hardship, lack, struggle, chronic sickness and disease. I destroy these anchors now by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. I am anchored in the Lord. I declare and decree that my struggle is over. I declare sudden surprises, supernatural increase, supreme delight in the Lord, sustainable glory, favor, wealth, riches, power, and influence. I am anointed for a season. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. With this anointing, I enter into a new season and declare a new season of strength, peace, wholeness, focus, prosperity, and ministry and glory. And I declare that my hair with never lack fresh oil. I increase in destiny, consistency, and potency in the name of Jesus. And I decree that this oil acts as a seal of approval upon my life. I endorse me, equip me, empower me, make room for me, cause me to live in the overflow, usher into me prophetic destiny and prominence through Jesus, whom I have attained an inheritance. Be predestined according to the purpose of him, works all things according to the counsel of his will. I seal this prayer in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood, the word, and the spirit, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think, according to the power that works in me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shall end this year and every year strong and start every new year empowered. Amen. 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 Thank everyone for coming online. That was a long prayer, but today was just prayer for dangerous times, because we are in dangerous times. And this prayer had to be said. Amen. And this covered everything and everybody and everyone. So we know that we are living in dangerous times. We know this. We see it every day. So I want all my people online just to make sure that we continue to watch and pray. So some things, here are just some things, some advice, and you can, you know, listen and you do accordingly. When nighttime comes, a lot, I know others that the devil gets really, really busy when it starts getting dark, but he's also out there in the daytime. But at night, he really gets busy, he gets more antsy. So we want to take a look at things like this. We know things go down. We know people are shooting every which way. Bullets have no name. They're everywhere. So you never know who is doing something stupid or if a gang is initiating someone or whatever. But another thing that I've noticed a lot of, that after dark, people knock on your door. The people that knock on your door after dark, they could be a relative or a friend, but it has been advised that after it gets dark, it's best not to open your door. Because even though you know that person, a lot of people are opening up the doors to their killers and they are not aware. They're not aware that when they open up their door, even though they know that person, they allowing them in. That's why you make the best decision for you if that's someone you want to let in. But if you're single, you need to be careful about opening the doors, because a lot of people have opened the doors to people they've known and they've, you know, come up dead. So we're just saying that they're looking at that. So keep your doors closed. It's up to you. But once the sun goes down, you know, if there's somebody's knocking on your door, you tell them come back tomorrow. Or right now you're busy, you can't deal with them or whatever. So it's just best if you're single, if you're even a couple, just be leery that people that knock on your door after it gets dark, you need to just take that into consideration, okay? Another thing, you need to be careful where you go when you go to the grocery stores and stuff like that, because people are shooting in the stores, shooting in the lots. You just need to be aware of your surroundings. And these people that's doing these things, these are low vibrational people, okay, because God's people are on high vibration. God's people are on high vibrations. People on low vibrations, they do everything. Anything comes out of their mouth, curse words. If you are around people and the vibrations are low, I would advise you to leave. And, you know, just leave immediately. Because low vibrations, it will always be something happening. It'd be a matter of time. It could be 10, 15 minutes after you get there. Something will always jump off with people with low vibrations when it's a group of them. So I would advise you, if you're around a group of people and they're talking negative and you don't hear anything positive coming out of anybody's mouth, I would dismiss myself from that group. Because negativity only draws negativity. If you're in high vibration and they're in low negativity, you shouldn't even be in that circle. You should feel a certain type of way anyway. So I'm just saying, low vibrational people, these are the ones that are committing these crimes out here. That's what's going on. Their vibration is low, and so they have nothing to lose. So they don't mind doing something. Some of these people are just doing this for sport or for fun or for whatever, or catch me if you can, because of all the things that are going on with the police. So you just want to make sure that you're around positive people. But if you start hearing negative stuff, if I were you, I would move on. I would move on. And another thing I wanted to tell you guys. What was that other thing I wanted to tell them about? It's another thing I wanted to tell you guys. Just be, you know, watchful. And they're saying now about, the 5G thing for your phone. They're saying about the 5G pole lines out here that have your cable and telephone attached to it. Well, now people are coming out and saying that has something to do with the COVID shot. Okay? They're saying that I'm just saying this now, not to upset anyone. It don't mean that it's true, but this is what's going around now. If you've taken that COVID shot, that has something to do with the 5G on those poles out there. So it works. The 5G works with that shot, and so they can turn, and anytime they can turn up the voltage that's coming out of it, or the energy, whatever is coming out of the 5G, they can turn it up and make you sicker where you are. So if you have taken that shot, they're saying they can turn it up on the 5G. They're already preparing for 6 and 7G, so it can be stronger and stronger. So no matter where you are with that phone, if you already then took the shot, you put the phone up to your head, you get that energy out of it, and then you're by the pole, that will enhance the sickness, okay, of the COVID. And I'm just telling you what they're saying now. That's what they're saying. It's connected to, that's the reason, that might be the reason why those 300 nurses walked off. You know what I'm saying? Off out of the hospital. So even the police are walking off the job. They're saying they're kind of fed up. They didn't had enough. L.A. police have walked, a lot of them have walked off the job. And New York, they even said New York police are walking off the job. They said they're kind of fed up. They didn't had enough because now, you know, the community is shooting back at them, and Chicago as well. So we see this happening, you know, all around the different places. So this is just something to keep in mind. It's kind of a little lawless out here now. somewhere, like you're kind of on your own. The police department is not telling you, but most of them, they have a lot of people walking off, so they're not as fully staffed as a lot of people think they are. And they're trying to get new recruits, but they're saying, like the last one I read, they said they usually have a class of 500, but this time they only had a class of 75 people. And out of them, half of them were women. So I think like 35 were women and maybe like 30, 34. They had 79 people. Yeah, about maybe something like that, 35, 39. About, huh? Oh, 700 people? Okay, 700. She said 700. I thought it was five. But anyway, they're saying that the recruits are not coming in anymore, and a lot of people are taking early retirement. So they're saying they're fed up. So the police are not fully staffed like we think. But, I mean, that's not preventing the higher-ups from continuing to doing the things that they're doing to mess over the freedom of the people and to continue talking about they're bringing out more new viruses, shots that you have to take. Now they're saying they got a booster shot for you to take. And I don't know, I guess the booster shot is for that virus 16. It's for the virus 16, so they're going to give you a shot on top of a shot. So I don't know how that's going to work out. And some people took two shots and some people took one. So the people that took two shots, they're going to end up with three, and the people that took one shot are going to end up with two. I don't know how it's going to work out, but they're saying that they are connected with the 5G. That's what a lot of people are saying. That's why a lot of people are resisting from taking it, because they can turn it up on you and they can get you sick because you already have the stuff in your body that connects with that 5G wiring out there. So just be cautious of this. If you have an older phone, people want you to upload to the new phone. Those old phones work. I've seen people with the old flip phone. They still got that from a long time ago. I didn't even know, I didn't know you could still have those old phones that you got. They still work. They might not work like the new ones, but they still work. So, that's something, too, if you have an older phone. But if you get a new phone, they got these things now. I'm going to come back next week and I'll tell you that you can put on your phone that will kill the waves that go in your phone, that when you put your phone to your head, all that energy, all that negative energy won't mess with your brain, scramble your brain, because a lot of us have been using the phone without it for a long time. I just put in an order for mine. I will get that information, and next week, if you're online, I will share it with you. You get it, you put it on the back of your phone, and that cuts a lot of that energy, that negative energy that could scramble, you know, your brain and mess with your brain and stuff after a long period of time, all the heat and stuff that comes from your phone. Well, this cuts it completely out. So, you know, they sell out of it real fast, but next week online I will have that information for you so you can get them. They cost about $30 or $40 each. They're little round dots, and you put them on the back of your phone, and that keeps all that radiation and waves, you know, from up in your face when you have your phone on, and, you know, you won't be getting all that radiation from your phone. It cuts the radiation down. That's what it does. It cuts the radiation down to almost zero. But right now, if you don't have that dot, we're getting a lot of radiation from our phones, cell phones, when we use them, especially when we put them up to our face. You know, and they got a dot for your computer. If you have a computer, they also have a dot for your TV. So I'll get all three: the one for your TV, the one for your phone, and the one for your computer. And this knocks down a lot of radiation that we have in our house. So that's why those 5G phones wires are up here, and they're making sure that they put it in every area. Like where I live at now, it's like two on my street, one at one end and one all the way at the other end. So they have you every angle. So if you didn't got that shot, I'm just saying, if what they're saying is true about the shot, it goes with that shot, then when they turn it up, that radiation, if it comes through your phone, it will make you more sicker. But if you have this disc, it will cut it down a lot. So you need this disc for that radiation to help you with that. So, you know, I will share that information with you guys next Friday and have it for you. So if you would like that information, let me know, and then I could just go ahead and text it to you. But so, yes, I just wanted to, you know, go over that with you guys. And I thank everyone for coming on today. And I hope that those dangerous prayers, I know some of it had to fit us. All of it fit me. So I know some of it had to fit us. And I pray that the Lord continues to hear our prayers. And as it gets like the wild, wild west, a little bit more wilder out here, that we are protected. Because they're now talking about, you know, issues with the water now. They're talking about, so, you know, I could come on here and tell you a lot of things that I'm hearing about. And there's some things we may be able to, you know, deal with and information I could tell you, like, about these little circles that you can put on your houses and stuff like that. But we're not going to get too crazy behind it, but we still want to be able to protect ourselves. So each one help one. So anything that I know, I don't mind sharing it with you. So, it's, you know, it's up to you pretty much, you know. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I thank you guys for coming on today. And I just enjoyed everyone on here. I'm glad that you showed up. Amen. Because this is something that we need. And we are seeing every way we turn, stuff is happening. So I just want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence. And we send love and blessings with you and the love of Christ. With the hedge of protection until we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So if you guys would like to, anybody have any questions or anything they want to talk about, amen. We have a, you know, we could talk about it. Anyone that wants to get off the line, they can. But anyone have any information they want to share or anything they want to talk about? Or if anyone has a praise report, I'm sorry, I skipped over that. Anyone has a praise report or anything that they like to talk about? Amen. Amen. No one?
Amen. I just wanted to know what you were saying about those 5D towers. They were saying they're putting most of those into the black neighborhood when they first came out. They were saying they're putting those in the black neighborhood because, like you said, because of the 5G, you know, that the radiation and stuff. So, they really kind of knock us off, so, you know, so, like you say, we need to be watchful, you know, and, you know, that's what you're saying about the shot. But they were saying, though, people be thinking people are crazy, but they were saying about when they give you that shot, they were got that little in them, I don't know, and they go through your body, and they can, people can, no, see, I know it's very crazy, but they got people behind these computers, and they'll look at everything you do. They can see everything you do. And she said, oh, that's just crazy talking. But now people are so advanced, and these computers and all this stuff, I'm suggesting past nothing. But the thing is, you had to believe in our Lord and Savior, like you said, and pray. But I hear a lot of stuff too, and then they'll say one time about when they're taking your those tests, COVID tests, and they put that thing in your nostrils, or is it in your nostrils, your brain, your little thin piece of thing there, and they stick it up in your nostrils and stuff, and they'll put it up in your brain like that. So there's a lot of stuff going around. But sometimes though, some things sound a little crazy, but the computers now and the game they kids play, all that stuff. No, it really is the money, and we let our kids play that stuff, and like my grandson, is all he wanted to do this year was he didn't go to be in school because his mom owned playing the game all the time. So my daughter was trying to send him to school this year because they know he didn't do good because this would be the type of his thing. But like you said, a lot of stuff going on. We call it crazy. But I believe it's to our senator, Texas senator, and he was talking about the mask, no, how Dr. Fauci, one day he's saying something this thing, one day he's saying something else. So he said, now it's not about Fauci anymore, it's about politics. It's always about politics. So, you know, so we are just take things and just pray about it, see what God say about it, and then know that I would say take what's good, you take it, it's the other thing, you mix it and you throw it away. Now that we, our pastor, you say, you get to catch the fish, you eat the fish, and you throw the bones away, you know. So we just have to be careful and be watchful, and there's something I know it sounds like, you know, a lot of off-the-wall stuff, but just pray about it, ask God about it, you know, and see what he said about it. And just do what he say. I'd be telling us what to do. So, amen to that. That's all.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Sister Paige. Anyone else have a prayer report or something they'd like to say? Hey, how you doing, Daryl? Brother Daryl, how you doing?
Great. I just think everybody should maybe just go out and buy a Geiger counter, then you can see where radiation is coming from.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
you can do that too. Go ahead.
Yes, and I would like to know where you get some of this information from, because I don't seem to find it.
Okay. Well, I can send it to your phone. Just send me a text, and I'll send it to you. And, yes, because even a lot of the Caucasian people now are also putting out clothing for the 5G. They got a hat that's supposed to help you from the radiation, and they got underwear for men to wear. They have a site.
Wow.
And they have shirts and hats. So they're saying that they did it. They used that machine that you were talking about to do the level of radiation. And when they put the hat on, I'm going to send you the website. And then you can see, and then, you know, they have it if you want to order it. You want to order the hat or if you want to order the underwear. But once you put the hat on,
so
they see that the radiation waves, the radiation waves go down. But we're talking about the phones, the cell phones and stuff. But, I mean, eventually you'll probably see it. Eventually it'll come out because some of this stuff the news is just not going to tell you. I don't know why they share certain information with us. They don't share everything. So we have to look and dig and find stuff ourselves.
Right.
By the time they share with you, I mean, you've been and had a whole dose of what you shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? So we try to stay... We try to stay ahead of them. Huh?
There's so much disinformation out now.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing
what
they call muddying the waters. All right? Muddying the waters, disinformation. You put out so much misleading and false information that people don't know which way to go and what to believe. And then by that, you can keep them from getting there. Like sort of... And military intelligence, you know, you got intelligence and counterintelligence. They'll put out false information. Like, well, that's what we did to Germany. We had spies feeding them false information and setting up, like, false encampments and everything. So the Germans didn't know what was coming from which way. It's disinformation. And that's the same thing our society is getting hit with. It's a lot of disinformation, and we really need to pray and seek God and let Him give us
discernment
so we can
can
use common sense to not listen to the false information, okay, and be led by the Spirit. Because they want you to keep you so confused you don't know what's happening, and you're not trusting the truth when you hear the truth because you don't know if you hear the truth. Because you done heard so much different stuff.
See, right now, we are fighting with the enemy. Okay, so right now, since it's chaotic, you're right. We don't know. But then, we don't know. So if we don't know, what we need to do is look. We need to dive in and start looking. Now, like you say, they do have a little handheld thing that can measure radiation. You might can get that at, what's the name of that store? That Radio Shack. Radio Shack got stuff like that. Or maybe go online. But for a fact, we know that when we use these cell phones, radiation is coming from these cell phones. That's a fact, right? We know that. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We also know that it's a fact if you have a computer, radiation comes from that. We also know for a fact that these TVs that we have in our house, 40-inch, 50-inch, we know they got to have radiation coming out of it. So, and also your car even has radiation coming from it. A lot of people don't know that, but your car has radiation as well coming from it. So when
you
sit down in your seat,
the batteries.
Exactly. So you got radiation coming from your car as well. So you need to just, what you can do is, like you said, you can find that handheld thing from Radio Shack, or maybe you can order from Amazon, and then you can see how much radiation you're getting from your phone. If you have a computer,
if you wrap the phone in foil, signals won't go nowhere.
I don't know.
Did you know on your phone that
we have trackers
on
our trucks, and when we get frustrated so much, some of the guys have foil, and they'll just put a the foil over top of sort of the antenna, so to speak.
Oh yeah, I heard about that one.
Yeah.
Right. I heard about that aluminum foil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say something
real quick? You know, on your phone, you can activate that app, and you can tell who got the COVID stand next to you, on your phone. On your cell phone, you got an app.
Uh-huh.
Yes, on your app, on your phone. You can turn it on. But like my Google, I have an Amazon, so it's a Google. So when I go on my Google, and no, that's on your status and stuff. And you can go in there and it said COVID-19. You can turn that on. And I can stand beside you and you got the COVID, it'll let me know that you got COVID.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now you know your phone gonna say you got it. They done put out an app so you can think you got
phone.
It, Lord Jesus.
Well, on my phone, though, I never activated it, but on my phone, it's on there, and I never turn it on. So I don't want to do it, but I can stand beside you, and the phone can tell me you got the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's crazy. I wouldn't even go. How would an app know if you got COVID-19? See, this is what I'm saying. The enemy is very tricky. The enemy is very tricky. And it's just like when people scamming you online. If they come on your phone, like this morning, I got a call from somebody that said they were Amazon, and they sent me an email too. So they followed up with a phone call, and they called me and said, "Oh, you got a package that's on its way from Amazon." And then they said, "If you order this, hit button one." And I'm like, "Who is this?" And then I said, "Hello," and I said, "Is this Amazon? Because Amazon don't ever call me." And then they tell me, "Ma'am, can I have your name?" I said, "Is this Amazon?" And then they hung up the phone. And I called the number back and it went to somebody's cell phone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then I called Amazon and I asked Amazon, did anybody place an order on my account? And Amazon said no. And they told me, when you get stuff like that, don't hit on the app. They just go ahead and they asked me for information off of it. I took a picture of it, but I put it in the trash.
Yeah. It's a scam. It did me the same way. It didn't match the same way too. And if you say call the number, and even they put a lot of noise in the background, say hello, hello. But it did me that way on my email. It did on Mac's email, because my daughter said, "Mama, never hit, don't even go into it. Delete it off your phone.
If you don't recognize it, don't even click on it. If they tell me you got a free gift, we already know ain't nothing free. So when they tell you won money or free this or free that, put that stuff in the trash, I'm telling you. Because like they say, they get all your information and stuff. So if I don't recognize it or know where it came from, I took mine straight in the trash.
Right. Yep. And they always gonna
We gotta watch our phones, we gotta watch everything, our goings and comings.
Everything.
We just have to watch things now, because really people are here. They just showed a young lady. They showed the family went to a funeral, okay? And it was some type of fight over a child. This lady, I guess her, she was dating this guy, and then they guess they broke up, so they were sharing custody of a kid. And I guess he had a girlfriend or something. Anyway, they had just came from a funeral today, and the lady that shot this girl was at the funeral. She attended the funeral
wow.
with the family. She was a family
mm-hmm.
friend. And then after the funeral, you know, the people, everybody went their own way. So somebody must have called this lady. They said she was set up. Anyway, so she was sitting in the park with some people talking. And this chick that went to the funeral with them, I mean, they showing her. She politely got out the car, and you could see her. She had some behind her back because she was holding out. One hand had her purse. The other hand was behind her back. And she was just taking her time, walking slow like nothing was going on. And she walked up to this lady and shot her in the head 3 times, point
wow.
blank.
Wow.
The lady didn't even see it coming. She was sitting there talking to people. And she just walked
mm-hmm.
up there to her like nothing was happening. I don't even think the lady knew who she was. And she just walked up to the lady and shot her point blank in the head 3 times. Nobody
wow.
saw it coming. But she just got out the car, and they had cameras, and they showed it. And they showed it in slow motion. She pulled up in a white car. She got out. She had a jumpsuit on, and she had on a purse. And she was walking slowly, like, you know, not like anything was going on or anything, just taking her time walking. And she had her other hand behind her back. And she walked up to that lady that was talking to somebody and shot that lady point blank in the head 3 times. So that lady didn't even know
wow.
what hit her or what happened. You know what I'm saying? Then
wow.
guess what? She turned
yeah.
around and walked back to her car. She didn't run. She walked slowly and got in her car, started it up. Somebody came to the side of her window and said something. She had a few minutes to talk to them, and then she pulled off. Do you hear me?
I was in there too myself. You were going to? No, thank you.
They say violent crimes are on the rise since the COVID shot. What's on the rise? Violent crimes. As high as they already were, they're higher now, and the percentage of people that are doing the violent crimes have gotten the COVID shot.
So those are the people, you're telling me the people that's doing all these crimes are the people that didn't take the shot? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the majority of the people that are doing the crimes lately, like it was a guy that went
mm-hmm.
to work at the railroad yard, and he shot everybody in the railroad yard. He ain't got the COVID shot. And the thing is, he had been talking about
oh, wow.
doing it for years. He had been talking about doing it for years but never did it. Then he got the shot, and all of a sudden he did it. Then it was a guy down here in Dallas, a Hispanic guy. It's stuff you've been wanting to do, but you didn't, like, you know, evil stuff you want to do, but you never did. These people that get in the
right.
shot that are in that mindset, when they get the shot, they go do it. And within a couple
wow.
of weeks, they go do it.
Oh, my.
Wow.
They coming up. I'm sorry. They coming up with anything trying to use fear to keep you from getting something that's going to help you. I'm serious. That's all the devil does is use fear. We got to pray
mm-hmm.
for discernment.
That's true. The devil yeah. knew you fear, but this is what I'm saying. We still don't know, Brother Brian. Brother Darrell. We still don't know if this has anything to do with the shot, because I know they're asking everybody to take the shot. I get that point.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that we're not saying that shot made them do that. We don't know if it did or didn't. But what we're telling you is not just what you're saying could be true, but it's a lot of white people coming out talking against the shot too. And they're professionals.
Yes, because they want people to die. They're evil. It's a lot of white people that's pure evil. It's a lot of white people that's straight out Satan worshippers, and they full of evil, and they want you to go against what is to help you. They want people to die. Donald Trump wanted, he got a thrill out of people dying. He did. He laughed and joked about it. This is not on the back channel. This is well-known information. He laughed and joked about the people dying of COVID. You know, he in fact, he did it on TV for real. Okay? And just said whatever.
It's called fake news, it's called fake news.
He calls fake news,
but tells
the truth about him.
I was seeing doctors today. Okay.
No, let me just say something. Say that the COVID-19 is not even backed by the FDA. They still trying to get it registered. It's not backed by the FDA. This is not backed by the Food and Drug Administration.
Right. They still trying to get it registered.
I'm just saying, like we said last week, like Sister Pretty said, they just made up something to put it out there. But you have to see how it's
going
to affect something.
And it's going through the FDA now.
FDA now getting registered.
That's right.
The lady that's talking against it, called Born Supremacy, she said if Dr. Fauci and the CDC, they took away the vaccine, because she's been a scientist since like the 70s. So she said when the AIDS came out, she said they already had the vaccination for the AIDS. She said they didn't let them. She said the guy that was working, you know, with the concoctions and different things like that, she said Dr. Fauci and him took that cure for the AIDS, they took that away from him. And they never put it out to the public. She was one of the scientists that was on there. And so when she came out, Dr. Fauci and him said, oh, don't listen to her. But do you know they stripped her? The government stripped her. She's not even in the system. This is how bad this thing got.
Yeah,
we bought the.
I heard about
the,
that too.
They tried to cover that. Mm-hmm. They tried to cover it up. They probably think, oh, that the people ain't gonna believe it. But she on camera. They got her on the documentary. Okay, this documentary came out when this virus came out. They hid it. So Dr. Fauci, they wouldn't even because like when you do the drugs, you're supposed to have the drug and then the cure for it. To offset it, the COVID-19, they don't even have if something goes wrong, they don't have the cure for it. It's not even registered. They tell me they're not giving it to the FDA. This COVID-19, like I told you, Hillary and Dr. Fauci, this is their formula.
Right.
This is not with the government.
Right. So what she's saying is this. They came out with a patent before now. Before this COVID came out, it had already been patented by Fauci? Finchie?
And
Hillary. They are and Bill Gates, Hillary, and Fauci, and one of Fauci's partners. This virus has been patented already before it came out. Okay? So therefore... Wait a minute. Let me finish. This virus has already been patented. You cannot sue them if anything happened to you after you get the shot. So nobody can get sued and win with the COVID virus. So if you want to sue the company that made it, you can't do it. Nobody can sue for the COVID virus. You can't sue the government, period. So you should know something is wrong with that if you can't sue. But this is already patent. They have to patent this stuff before they put it out. And they do have a cure for it, but they do not have to give it to the it's not on public record, and they don't have to give it to the government. Because this is a money-making thing. They already talked about it. This is a money-making disease that they put out. They know what they put out.
Anytime they want to give you the cure for AIDS, come on. So you know how many people around the world got AIDS? Not even just now, but globally.
Yeah.
They got a cure for everything, but it's not going to be to you, though. And I said, it takes these 5 to 6 years for vaccination to get approved. And it only took a year for them to start putting this stuff in you.